Hey guys, it's your girl Oge, and welcome back to the Simply Vet podcast for undergraduate veterinary students. And on this podcast, you'll be getting summarized audio content from your working lecture materials. So, is it anatomy, physiology, or biochemistry, or even other related veterinary courses that you come across during your undergraduate years? Guess what? Simply Vet podcast has got you covered. All you need just to do now is to hit the subscribe button on your Google Podcast app so that you get notified on each episode release. So, let's get on board. Today's episode is going to be a brief introduction into what Season 1 is going to be about, and it's all about year theories, physiology in the veterinary field. So, we'll quickly dive into what you're expected to know, that is the courses you are supposed to know before you write your first professional examinations. And in no particular order, we have 1. Body fluid, 2. Endocrinology, 3. Renal physiology, 4. Female reproductive system, and 5th, male reproductive system. So, we'll look into the summary of what this course is all about. Okay, in the female reproductive system, you will come across terms like ovulation, fertilization, estrous cycle, gestation, and lactation. And guess what? You'll be doing a comparative physiology involving humans, horses, dogs, and the rat species. So in all, you will get familiar with all the organs of the female reproductive system and their various functions. So guys, don't miss out on this part of physiology because it's my best so far. Next in line we have is the body physiology, and you will come across them such as electrolytes, intracellular and extracellular fluids, and you will know about the 3 various ways the body balances its fluids, the 3 ways of which are the electrolyte balance, water balance, and the pH balance. So guys, this aspect of physiology is the coolest so far because it has no complex structures involved and it's just straight to the point, and you also get to know why you sweat and drink a lot of water. So guys, open your mind to body physiology. Up next we have is the male reproductive system, and in it you will come across things like spermatogenesis, Sertoli cells, accessory glands, and the likes of it. So in all, you will get familiar with the male reproductive system and its various functions, so watch out for it. Next in line is the renal physiology, and I know what quickly comes to your mind is the kidney. Good. Because it's basically what renal physiology is all about. It's all about the physiology of urine production in the nephron. And you will get to know how the nephrons modify the composition of the plasma in the body to produce urine. And you also come across terms such as osmotic pressure, tubular reabsorption, juxtaglomerular apparatus, renin, aldosterone, angiotensin system, and thus is going to be a really, really long ride, so don't miss out on it. Finally, guys, we have the endocrinology, and which I personally call the body gossip center. Don't mind you, that's how I learn. And what you get to know from this endocrinology is that from the world is simply the study of the body's hormone. And you get familiar with the endocrine glands, its hormones, and their various functions. And you also know what triggers labor pains and childbirth in a woman. So guys, it's an interesting part of physiology you will not want to miss out on. Okay guys, we have come to the end of today's episode, okay, which is all about the 5 divisions of the physiological courses you will come across in the veterinary school before you write your first professional exams. So guys, show me a little love now by hitting the subscribe button on your Google Podcast app so that you get notified on the next episode release. And don't forget that friend of yours that might actually need this the most. So much love for me guys, and bye for now.